Thank you, Mr. President designate. Excellence, distinguished delegates, chers collègues.
Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Now, over the course of the last decade, we have witnessed a very clear trend in the growing sophistication and frequency of use of improvised explosive devices that remain to be a cross-cutting and multi-dimensional threat for peace and security and sustainable development. And even though some progress has been achieved, the challenges have grown bigger as well. We have seen that conflicts are now taking place more and more often in urban areas. Armed groups proliferate and use IEDs regularly. In addition, IEDs represent a disproportionate threat, especially for civilians, during and after hostilities. And they lead to more victims amongst civilians than landmines made by industry. In fact, they represent about half of victims of explosive incidents. They harm United Nations staff. They disrupt the provision of humanitarian assistance and prevent the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals. In 2022, and we're talking about just 1 year, IEDs have led to 6,608 deaths and wounded, having a much greater impact on civilians, with more than 5,000 victims throughout the world, according to Action Against Armed Violence. This is why a comprehensive approach is imperative to deal with this very serious global threat related to the use of IEDs and the indiscriminate effects of that use. Moreover, we must have political will and cooperation between governments, the United Nations, and international organizations, representatives of civil society, to prevent and respond to this threat. So I do hope that the discussions that we'll be having on this issue will be crowned with action focused on results and will contribute to discussions in other fora. Today we have the opportunity to review and study the efforts that are being made to mitigate the threat posed by IEDs and respond to these threats. In line with the decisions taken during the 24th Annual Conference of High Contracting Parties to AP2, we'll be discussing the following points over the next 2 days: new types of IEDs, demining methods to protect civilians, and the activities of other organizations and national and regional responses to this threat. Now, in order to avail ourselves of the time available in the best possible manner and to ensure progress in the most effective manner, we will begin our discussion of substantive issues related to IEDs with a brief general exchange of views, and then we will turn to thematic panels. Now, for general exchange of views, we invite delegations to provide updates on what has been done at the national level, focusing in particular on the security impact and the threats related to IED and humanitarian dimension. While focusing on prevention, we encourage delegations to limit their general statements to 3 minutes to make it possible to have in-depth and targeted discussions on the main issues during this meeting. And the statements that you will be making can, of course, be reconfirmed during the meeting on Tuesday as part of the meeting of the CCW. Now, I'd like to open the floor and invite delegates to refer to this issue in their statement. You have the floor.
Je reconnais le distingué.
I recognize the distinguished delegate of China. I invite you to take the floor, sir.